Arkansas Section Bulletin, Dateline, July 6, 2010. This is a QST message. Field Day was a huge hit throughout the state. Hams in Central Arkansas are broadcasting over the internet. And Fort Smith hams are all aboard. These stories and more, the Section News starts now.
From the capital city, this is the Arkansas Section Bulletin. Arkansas first on the air news and bulletin service. Now reporting, here is Joshua Carroll, N5JLC.
These were the sounds heard all over the nation during the weekend of June 26th and 27th as part of the American Radio Relay League's annual Field Day. The Arkansas section had a total of 21 Field Day sites among those that had registered with the ARRL. Many proclamations recognizing the role that amateur radio operators play in society were received from civic leaders, including Governor Mike Beebe, Washington County Judge Marilyn Edwards, Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, North Little Rock Mayor Patrick Hayes, and others. Some Field Day participants in the Arkansas section were quite inventive with their field expedient antennas, including operators in Malvern who used a small crane to get their antenna in the air, and the Faulkner County Amateur Radio Club, who was credited with having the most original rotor decoration, a cow skull complete with horns. In the Little Rock area, the CAUHF group and the Arkansas Radio Emergency Services Club hosted many members of the area Boy Scout troops who earned their weather merit badges as well as their radio merit badges. Despite the hot weather, Field Day was a success on all accounts, and a great time was had by all. The Central Arkansas Radio Emergency Net, also known as the Karen Club, has partnered with RadioReference.com to provide live streaming audio from their primary repeater 146.94, located in Little Rock. Club President Mark Barnhard, KD5 AIV, said, "Although it's one-way audio, amateur radio operators spend more than 90% of their time listening." Barnhard noted that the Karen Live audio feed would provide the ability to monitor the repeater to those for whom it may otherwise not be practical. You can find more information, as well as a link to the live audio feed online at www.carenclub.com. Fort Smith area radio operators will be operating from aboard a train during the Fort Smith Trolley Museum's Summer Dinner Train Program, July the 10th. Visit the Fort Smith Amateur Radio Club's website at www.fsaarc.org for operating frequencies and times. Most of our listeners are aware that people become involved in amateur radio for lots of different reasons, whether it is to assist in emergency communications, learn about the science of radio, or just to have fun and make friends. Undisputedly, it all leads to a fun and fascinating hobby. Once inside the ham radio world, new operators discover that there are lots of other areas of interest to intrigue and occupy our time. Our ability to assist with emergency communications is, while glamorous and very worthwhile, is only a scratch in the surface of the possibilities that come with an amateur radio operator's license. Considering all this, we really wanted to know what the people in the Arkansas section found to be the most enjoyable part of the hobby for them. So we recently conducted an informal poll of visitors to the Arkansas section website in which we asked what was their primary focus in ham radio. In this poll, we learned that emergency communications counted for 33% of the respondents, followed by general fellowship at 25% and contesting at 20%. You can view the full results of our survey at the Arkansas section website at ar.arrl.org. News for the Arkansas Section Bulletin is compiled from the websites of clubs and organizations in the Arkansas section and surrounding areas. Organizations that would like to have their news included in the next edition of the Arkansas Section Bulletin just need to update their own website's news page and ensure that their website is listed in the public information page on the Arkansas Section website. For now, with District Public Information Officers Danny Strasley, KE5WLR, and Kevin Thornton, K5KVM, I'm Joshua Carroll, N5JLC, saying 73. The Arkansas Section Bulletin is copyright 2010 and rebroadcast permission is granted.